Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Who doesn't love shopping at Target? Did you know the all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target? And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. But wait, there's more. Now you've got a new way to save with Target Circle 360. With unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's. Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35. For a 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I am all in.
More, more, more. I wanna kiss you more.
I am all in with Scott Patterson, an iHeartRadio podcast.
All right, everybody. Hey, Scott Patterson, I Am All In, podcast 111 Productions, iHeartRadio Pop Culture, Season 4, Episode 9. Ted Koppel's Big Night Out. I am joined by Danielle Romo, Amy Sugarman, Tara Sood. Hello, ladies. Let's get into it. What an episode. Walking into Luke's diner, Rory says, It seems a little wrong that Jessica Simpson is alive and well, and Roy got eaten by a tiger.
So inappropriate.
That was a little inappropriate, right?
Yeah.
Lorelai. Survival of the fittest, baby. Roy Horn from Siegfried and Roy was mauled by his own tiger on stage October 3rd, 2003.
And then remember, Siegfried just died too.
Yeah. Mr. Fishbacher. Roy Horn and Siegfried Fishbacher performed the show Siegfried and Roy at the Mirage Resort and Casino for over a decade. I thought it was a lot longer than that.
I thought it was like 50 years.
Let me tell you something. That's a lot of tigers.
I think they were doing the show maybe specifically in Vegas.
They had been performing with exotic animals for 44 years. My God, how old were they? By the time the attack on stage happened, Jessica Simpson had nothing to do with the mauling.
Jessica Simpson too, by the way. I do love her.
Have you read her book?
Is it good?
It's one of the best autobiographies I've read, and they're turning it into a movie.
What?
Starring Jessica Simpson?
Who's going to play Jessica Simpson?
Yeah,
I can't remember who, but I'll look it up.
Carrie Underwood. Jessica Simpson made a comment while eating chicken of the sea canned tuna in a pilot episode. Nick and Jessica that aired on August 19, 2003. Jessica was confused if she was eating tuna or chicken. Yes, that was a very viral faux pas, wasn't it? That was
They go that always makes me crack up? The Red Robin or something? Remember when
they
got their eyes done?
I used to go trick-or-treating at their house.
Nick and Jessica's?
Yeah, they used to give out full-size candy bars.
Full-size. Hidden Hills or Bell Canyon?
They were in
Calabasas.
They were in Calabasas in one of the gates that my friend lived in.
How'd you get in the gate? Oh.
My friend lived there, so I used to go trick-or-treating with her. Also, it's Caitlin Tarver, who played in Big Time Rush, and John Stamos will be playing in that adaptation of...
What?
That's cool.
Yeah.
John Stamos? Mm-hmm. Who's he playing? He's so...
The dad, maybe?
Yeah.
I think it's...
Right, I'm like, I don't want to say John Stamos is old.
Maybe her agent.
It's also an adaptation, so I don't think it's...
not exactly.
I think, it's... probably a little bit more scripted, but the book is great. It's called Open Book.
Wow.
Okay, sorry.
Newlyweds was an era, you guys. Was like, wow.
Mm-hmm. So Jessica and Nick divorced in 2005. Nick
Scott. We know. We are very familiar.
Give it to the people that don't know,
if
Scott.
If I
go
may
for
proceed,
it.
He's now married to... Well, I don't even need to say it because everybody knows Vanessa Lachey, and they have three kids, while Jessica's married to Eric Johnson with three kids as well.
They're both doing okay.
Yeah, it worked out. It worked out.
Yeah. Rory is referencing very recent pop culture topics at the time. All right, now Rory's talking about Brennan Lewis, the new waiter that Luke hired. Lorelai, ooh. Rory, he's like the lost Farrelly brother. He's so stupid he watched The Breakfast Club and decided to tape his own butt cheeks together. Okay, Peter Farrelly and Bobby Farrelly, collectively referred to as the Farrelly brothers, are screenwriters and directors. They have made 11 films together, include Dumb and Dumber, Outside Providence, and There's Something About Mary. The Breakfast Club, and I believe one of them, I think it was one of the Farrelly brothers was involved in that Oscar-winning film that an old buddy of mine wrote.
Yes.
With Viggo Mortensen and Mahershala Ali in the, what was it called, the Green Book?
Green Book, yep.
Yeah.
Yes,
fantastic
good memory.
Fantastic film. Okay, The Breakfast Club is a 1985 American teen coming-of-age comedy drama film written, produced, and directed by John Hughes. It stars Emilio Estevez, Paul Gleason, Anthony Michael Hall, Judd Nelson, Molly Ringwald, and Ali Sheedy.
Amazing movie.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, seminal film. In the film, Emilio Estevez's character, Andrew, reveals why he was really sentenced to detention.
It's kind of heartbreaking.
Yeah, he bullied a kid by taping his butt cheeks together, inadvertently causing skin and hair to come off when the tape was removed.
And it's so sad, yeah. He felt terrible, and he did it. That's a good movie.
That was just a sign of the times, you know. That was common when I was going to school, that kind of bullying, the athletes sort of beating weaker kids up all the time. Rory and Lorelai are at Yale meeting up with Emily and Richard and getting ready to go to the Harvard-Yale football game, Thanksgiving game. Lorelai doesn't have any Yale sportswear. Emily, you can wear my jacket. Lorelai, do you have a samurai sword under those pom-poms, Mom, because you're going to have to kill Bill me to get me into that. That was a good one, quick one.
Really nice quick, but good.
Kill Bill is a movie written and directed by Quentin Tarantino, starring Uma Thurman. The shot where the bride splits a baseball in two with a samurai sword was done for real on the set. It was done by Zoe Bell, Uma Thurman's stunt double, who appeared in, actually as an actress, leading actress in some of his later work. Lorelai is implying Emily's jacket will be too small for her and is referencing the samurai sword splitting a baseball in two.
Although it fit perfectly, I will say, I noticed later in the episode, it fit her like a glove, that blazer.
Yes, from the moment from Kill Bill. Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices, and vacation disappears quicker than ice cream melts. But what if summer doesn't have to come with a scorching price tag? What if there's another way? With IKEA, your plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Dreamy getaways can mean the perfect reading nook right outside your window, picnic in the shade, or taking your morning coffee to meet the morning sun. Really, any meal tastes better outside. Create that summer escape for family and friends and start planning a better, more affordable summer right now. You can be the host with the most and the least worries. This summer, make your doorstep the perfect vacation destination with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Okay, now moving on. Lorelai is upset that they're at Yale at 9 a.m. and the game doesn't start until 1. Emily, is it necessary for you to talk like Sharon Osbourne?
Yeah, that was funny.
Lorelai, that was funny. You're the one with the dirty button, and Emily was wearing a button that said, Harvard, go to hell.
Yeah.
Thank you. The Osbournes was a reality TV show featuring the domestic life of heavy metal singer Ozzy Osbourne and his family, his wife Sharon, their daughter Kelly, and their son Jack. I used to love that show. I love that house.
Didn't they throw something over a fence or something?
Yeah, wasn't that the greatest house, though? I just wanted to be in that house. That was a great kitchen, the whole thing.
That was an era, in Danielle's words, too.
Mm-hmm. It was. Yep. Yeah, for sure.
That was like wasn't that the first like reality
family one? Yeah,
family reality show. Yeah, like before Kardashians and all that.
It was great. He's a great leading character in a reality show. He's so fun to watch.
That was really good. Yeah,
that was good. Darn. Are you next Halloween? Yeah. You should go as Ozzy. Imagine the candy you get. This series premiered on MTV, March 5th, 2002, and in its first season was cited as the most viewed series ever on MTV. How can you not watch that show? The final episode aired on March 21, 2005. During that series, they did sell the house and move into a new one.
Mm-hmm, that's right. Good knowledge. Shocking. Wow, Scott.
Quite shocking to me. I was upset by that. I even found out where the original house was and went to it and tried to get in.
Osbourne house?
But it wasn't for sale.
It's Hidden Hills?
Yeah.
Sharon Osbourne is known to curse a lot when she speaks. Well, how else would she curse a lot? which is what Emily is referring to when Lorelai swears. Richard starts singing Bulldog, Yale's official fight song. Emily, you know Cole Porter wrote that song. Lorelai, is that before he learned to write songs? Bulldog is considered to be the Yale fight song, the one we play after touchdowns during a football game. Yale alumnus Cole Porter wrote 300 songs while he was at Yale, including football fight songs, Bulldog, Bulldog, and Bingo Eli Yale, that are still played today. Porter graduated from Yale in 1913 with a BA degree. Cole Porter was an American composer and songwriter. Many of his songs became standards, noted for their witty, urbane lyrics, and many of his scores found success on Broadway and in film. After Richard tells his naked guy stories,
my God, so good, by the way,
of his time at Yale, Marty, to Richard, Obi-Wan, as he's departing, and Richard nods. Acknowledgement. Obi-Wan Kenobi is a fictional character in the Star Wars franchise within the original trilogy. Obi-Wan is a Jedi Master, a supporting character, and is portrayed by English actor Sir Alec Guinness. Marty refers to Richard as Obi-Wan, as the master who was the naked guy at Yale before Marty was. Richard hears singing at the tailgate. Richard, whiff and poofs! Every year, 14 senior Yale students are selected to be in the Whiffin Poops, the world's oldest and best-known collegiate a cappella group. They were established at Yale University in 1909. The Whiffin Poops admitted their first female into the singing group in 2018.
Wow. 2018?
Anybody know who that was? Can you guess?
No.
No? Lorelai looking around for a celebrity at the restaurant Jason brings her to. Lorelai.
She's looking for one.
So obviously she wanted to be sitting out in the restaurant to people watch, right?
I'm not even going to start this.
Thank you.
It's not.
I think
it's
we
not.
Shut the book on that one.
Yeah, we really did. We're going to get letters. Like, I'm sure they're already there.
Lorelai, Ted Koppel's here. Ted Koppel is a broadcast journalist, best known as the anchor for Nightline. From the program's inception in 1980 until 2005. Wow, good run.
And we learned 3 weeks ago, before Thanksgiving, that he's alive. Happy to say.
Yeah. Before Nightline, he spent 20 years as a broadcast journalist and news anchor for ABC.
Yes.
I would do my Ted Koppel imitation, but I don't know the time.
I also just respect to Amy Sherman-Palladino, who just could have said any celebrity, but randomly decided Ted Koppel was the way to go. And you know what? Respect.
Yeah, she was more into the brainier types. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like Norman Christian Mailer.
She loves Christian. Right. Yeah, Christian on the floor.
Right. Ted Koppel has won every major broadcast award, including 37 Emmy Awards. He must have some kind of fireplace mantle. 6 George Foster Peabody Awards, 10 DuPont Columbia Awards, 9 Overseas Press Club Awards, 2 Georgia Polk Awards, and 2 Sigma Delta Chi Awards, the highest honor bestowed for public service by the Society of Professional Journalists. So, that is what I would call one heck of a decorated journalist, ladies and gentlemen. And I think that brings us to the end of Pop Culture. Next episode, season 4, episode 10, The Nanny and the Professor. And
which concern?
Boys and girls, don't forget, I will be appearing in Dortmund, Germany, December 2nd and 3rd.
Oh my God, that's like now.
German Comic.
Yeah, that's this weekend.
Yeah, German Comic Con.
Enjoy your flight.
Come on back. Oh, they're great flights. I'm flying to Copenhagen. Oh. And I'm connected.
I hope you're upgraded.
Oh, no. We're in sleepers.
That's insane. Oh, my God.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Wow. I'm just going to conk. You know? Anyway, I hope to see everybody there in Dortmund at German Comic Con. Thanks for downloading, everybody. All the best. Thank you, ladies. Tara Sood, Daniel Romo, Amy Sugarman. All the best. Love you guys.
Text us from Germany.
Happy holidays. Choose. Off to the Flughafen. Bye. Willst du mit mir kommen? Wollen wir essen und trinken zusammen?
Oh, God.
That's it, guys. Bye-bye. Don't forget, follow us on Instagram at IAmAllInPodcast and email us at Gilmore@iHeartRadio.com. Oh, you Gilmore fans, if you're looking for the best cup of coffee in the world, go to my website for my company, ScottyP.com, ScottyP.com, ScottyP.com. Grade one specialty coffee.
Ah, summer. The best time of the year usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.